Good evening, gentlemen. Your briefly may now begin.
Welcome to a special gentleman's briefly here today. We are going to discuss one of the most hyped shows of the year, of the last couple of years, to be honest. We're going to talk about Shogun today. And today, of course, I have my guy Jordan in the house. What's up, man?
I'm happy to be here. I'm excited about this one, too. Very excited.
Yes, sir. If you don't know, me and Jordan have been talking about this just on a low between each other. Just when it first came out, we were like, yo, we got to watch this. So definitely been excited about it. So we're just going to basically talk about, you know, highlights, things we liked about the show, things of that nature. But before we do that, we need to get the spoiler warnings out the way. I mean, I don't know why you would click on a recap podcast without seeing the show yet, but hey, you got to get your legalized spoiler warnings out there. So, Libra, go ahead and hit him with the spoiler warning.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but there is a strange phenomenon happening. I think it's a spoiler. Proceed with caution.
All right. Jordan, show has been great so far. We had 5 episodes. I think the show is 8 or 10 episodes total.
I believe it is 10. I think this is the halfway mark.
I think you're right. I meant to look that up, but yeah. We're at the halfway mark. How are you feeling about the show so far?
Man, to be honest, I didn't even know the show was like even a thing until the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was what really got the attention. Like, I was like, oh, what show is this? And I saw that, and I saw the, you know, preview, and I was like, oh, I'm watching this day one. Yeah. Like, day one, it had to be it. Dude, the show has been absolutely amazing from the set to the costumes to the story to the action to the rawness of it. Like, this is like some HBO level. And I know a lot of comparisons have been to like to Game of Thrones, but like, this is some HBO level, you know, product. Like, this is good. And like, FX, they are doing their thing with this one. I have heard everyone's that I've talked to so far, like, everyone's loved it. Like, I haven't met not one person. And I actually met somebody. So I didn't know the show was based off a book. And then I also didn't know that the show already had a show out. I think it was like in the 70s or the 80s. And I have someone that I know that's currently kind of watching them concurrently. And I was like, yeah, they made some subtle changes to this newest series. But man, it has been amazing so far. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. It's like you said, Game of Thrones vibes are everywhere. Like, the level of detail, the level of like understanding the culture and like staying true to the culture. And like, again, like you said, speaking Japanese, only speaking the English for those who actually speak English. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so like, and I'm a person, like, I love Japan. I love Japan history, Japanese history. I love everything about it. So seeing this show like really dives into a very like interesting period in Japanese history. And so like then bringing back the Shogun, which apparently wasn't a thing till like hundreds of years before Shogun was a thing. And apparently Shogun was like, you were like the military, you were basically the leader of the country. And then the emperor was like, you know, it was a cool little fate, you know, it was somebody propped up, but really the Shogun ran the show. And they're kind of bringing it back with this. So yeah, just the acting, man, like, you know, Blackthorn killing it. Rico, like the interpreter.
Yeah. Like, so before this show, I was watching the Godzilla show. So I was watching Monarch. And like I said, when I saw the trailer, the main girl, Mariko, she's also the main girl in Monarch. And so I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I didn't even know she spoke Japanese until this show.
Okay.
And it's funny, I was talking to somebody else and they was like, I didn't even know she spoke English. So it's like, if she isn't already, her name is like Anna Siwa.
Yeah.
If she's not already kind of a big star, I think she's going to be huge.
She showed she can do action stuff too. Like,
apparently, I mean, I've been out the Fast and Furious game for a while, but apparently she's in the Fast and Furious franchise, and I didn't even know that. And then, of course, we got Hiroyuki Sanada. I mean, Spencer always called him Scorpion, bro.
Yeah.
Everything he touched.
Yeah, bro. When I saw him, honestly, he gave me the stamp of approval. Like when I saw it was him, I was like, oh yeah, we good. We in good hands. Like it's gonna be top tier level stuff. And I love that like we've had five episodes, but none of them felt like fluff episodes. None of them felt like, oh, okay, let's just use this episode to get from one place to another. Like everything has meaning, every death has meaning. You know what I mean? Like you really like fearing for people's lives because you know, like they taking people like when they boiled the one dude.
Oh my God.
Oh,
That
bro.
was raw. I ain't never
That
seen
was
something like that.
ever, bro. Like, and he was just wait, just listening to the screams. I was just like, what is going
Bro,
on? So
that dude is sick.
that dude's really sick, bro. But it just tells you like the level of brutality of that time. And like that the fact that they didn't pull punches, that's what gives you the Game of Thrones vibes. Like they don't they're playing very accurate to the time that was in. So yeah, man, it's top tier stuff. The
I would say
acting is
even,
crazy.
oh yeah, even dude, even before, so on episode one, even before we get to like the bullet point, like they're walking through the village, and I think that dude, some random villager, like did like the cross sign to him, and that dude straight cut him in half. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, like my heart was like, oh shoot, like
That was like the
he just
first
cut
kill of
that
the
dude.
show. Yeah, that we saw.
That was crazy. Nah,
Yeah,
it's
bro.
dude, the show has been beautiful. And also just think about like John Blackthorne and his crew, like they literally came sailing across the seas trying to find Japan, and they literally get there, and then the first thing they do, they're just like attacked, thrown in the cellar, and then like just basically they're prisoners at that point.
I love that part of it because obviously I love the Japanese history part of it, but I love that they're showing like the level that the church would go, either the Catholic Church or the Portuguese and all that, like the level they would go to try to convert people. So this in this case, the Portuguese was trying to trick Japanese by setting up new spots and converting certain samurai and turning them into Ronins. And obviously Japanese don't want that. Like they're trying to do good business and the Portuguese are trying to slide something under them. And so it's just really cool to see that part of it. The politics of it all.
I was going to say, like, that's a really good thing. Like when, even when they're just like talking, like you see like the Catholic Church kind of talking and kind of behind the scenes thing. Like I enjoy seeing all that stuff. Like that stuff was like really good to see. And even when we first met, what's the Portuguese dude who speaks Spanish? What does he call him?
Oh, is it the dude that was on the ship that was running the ship?
Yeah, I can't think of his name. I love him. And when John like are just talking, like they're both just talking crap to each other. Like it was good. Like I like their kind of little relationship that they have forming. I don't know why I can't think of the dude's name.
I can't either. I feel like I've
Oh,
seen him in.
Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen him in. That's it. Yeah, that's right. Nestor Cardinale or something like that. Yeah, he's great in everything he's in. And yeah, just that banter back and forth was great. And he was about to snitch on him, low key. He
Nah,
basically did.
he bro, he, yeah. I mean, he let him pass those, like especially so the episode where you know they were both trying to get the edge on the ship, he paid him
Yeah,
back though. Like
that's
he
true.
paid him back.
You know what was shocking to me? Well, I know we're jumping around, but like when what's my guy, the samurai who is Mariko's husband,
Yes.
when he sacrificed himself, bro, I was like, oh, he a real one. Like that's just what they did in Japanese culture. Like you mean that was honorable to just off yourself or go out like a warrior. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting him to do that. I thought he was gonna do some wild shit. He just wasn't giving off good person vibes. So that was crazy.
All right. So you just mentioned we kind of jump around a little bit. Let's kind of talk about just each episode just for a little bit. Episode one, like I said, that one started off fantastic. We got to see all the characters. We got to kind of see the world and everything. What did you think about kind of meeting these characters for the first time? What did you think?
I thought it was really good. I thought it was they did a really good job of like setting up Osaka as like the main place, right? Like and they kind of set the stakes early, like, oh, okay, he's basically a prisoner within in the castle. He's politicking right now. He's the ruler of a different place, but he's in the capital which he doesn't really have too much say in. And they kind of get tell you that they like speed you up really fast. Like sometimes with shows like this, it can get real complicated. So the fact that they like sped you up pretty quick lets you know that, you know, home, the what's one to basically the emperor just died. And so that's why all this stuff is starting.
Yeah, Taiku with a T. Yeah, it's Taiku with a T. I can't remember what it was.
He died, so that's why like the council's involved and all this stuff. So they're trying to find an heir. And then, unfortunately, that baby and had to die because one dude.
It was bad. I felt bad for her. Like, she literally lost her baby and her husband.
Yeah, I was like, she can't catch a break early. But no, like episode one, we all knew it. Kind of that's the job. Of episode one is to set the stakes, let you know what's going on. I thought it did a great job of that. And they don't make Blackthorn somebody you'd like automatically root for. Like he's kind of an asshole. So like. Yeah, that's all. That's nice too.
Yeah, but yeah. And then what'd you think? So I really enjoyed episode one. Like you said, it really brought you into this world. It gave you like enough, like almost shock factor to like kind of keep you pulled in.
Yeah,
but then it also kind of gives you like more of a backstory to that, to like some of the history, like as far as when we see Blackthorn kind of trying to plead his case to the Japanese people, and then like he gets mad because obviously neither side knows what they're saying.
Yeah,
they're two completely different cultures. So he like, you know, grabs his nuts and is like, you know, said whatever he said. And then a dude like basically kicked him over and peed on him. So like it brought the shock factor in. I was like, oh shoot, like they ain't playing.
he was wild a little bit. I'm like, you're in a foreign country. You just talking wild. Like you ain't got no weapons, nothing. They took you all your stuff. That's crazy.
I'm still curious to see. I mean, we kind of know John's kind of ulterior motive. But I'm still trying to understand his ulterior motive. Like, what is he really doing there for the Europeans? Like, what is he really doing?
Like, I guess, they haven't, like, dove super into it. I guess his goal is to stop the Catholic Church from doing what they're doing, the Portuguese.
Right.
But he hasn't, like, super dove into it yet. So, yeah, you're right. Like, seeing, like, what his motives are. And once he gets a ship, like, what is his goal from that point?
Right, because he keeps trying to get back to that ship and his crew.
Yeah.
Obviously, he wants his crew because those are his boys, but
yeah, exactly.
He's still trying to get back to the ship.
Right, right. What did you think about episode two, Servants of Two Masters?
Yeah, so episode two, that one's real good because this is the same episode where he meets the priest basically in the prison, right? Or is that still episode one?
No, I think that's right.
Cause like
I think that's right.
Okay, yeah, because the priest was like, you need to, like, basically, you see that dude get his head chopped off, first of all.
Yeah.
But then John is, like, next. So then he's like, yo, you need to pray. And he's like, no, forget this. I'm going to save myself. And so, like, now John is almost starting to, like, play a little bit of the game that everyone else is playing. And, like, I like seeing it come out more. And then, plus, we get to talk with Miracle a little bit more and start to kind of see her backstory as well.
Yeah. I thought that was great. That's kind of when she kind of steps up more in as a character. I thought it was great to see, like, and like you said, like, we got to see, this is kind of the episode where we really got to see the background of, like, oh, okay, so there's council members working with the Catholic Church, the Portuguese, right, to, you know what I mean, to move and shake things. And then they tried to assassinate.
They tried to get the,
That was
any names. That was crazy.
The one thing I do love about the show, and I'm always a sucker for this, if the good guy is smart, I love it. Like when, like Batman, people like that, where you're not catching them off guard. They're not just the dumb fall for any trick. Like Torinaga knew, okay, I'm gonna put you in my quarters. That way, if anybody comes for you, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna sleep in your quarters. And if anybody comes for me, I know they're trying to assassinate Anji, you know what I mean? The barbarian. So I'm like, that was a smart tactical move that I like. He's doing it. He did it throughout the series, but that type of stuff.
He's very smart.
Yeah.
He's very smart. I mean, we get to see, this is the same episode where, I think it's the same episode where he gets into the box, basically, like they're transporting.
Yeah.
And
I think
then they think it's the pregnant woman.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that starts in the start to move in that we can move to episode three, because that's when, he figures that out. And then they start going, leaving the city of Osaka, and then people figure it out, start chasing them, and then that's when they get the, you know, the sacrifice in the boat. But yeah, like, he's always two steps ahead, which I really like.
Now, what do you think about man, I don't know how to say his name. I keep Todanobu. Like, so basically the other bad guy, he's not the, I can't tell if he's bad or good, but basically he's the one who kind of freed John Blackthorne and was like called him the dog and everything. He's also kind of the first person that we met in Ito when he like pushed him over and peed on him and everything.
Oh, him. Yeah, so he's the
I
dude
can't
that,
tell what he's after.
yeah, so you're talking about the dude that's that forced Toranaga's son to use the cannons. They like tricked him to use the cannons.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, no,
Him.
no, no, wait, no, 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 wait, wait. You talking about that son?
Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah. Are you talking about the older guy that like Toranaga's like playing like, yo, you playing both sides?
Yes,
Okay.
that dude. What do you think about that dude?
Yabu, I think it's Yabu. He's interesting. I kind of like that he's playing both sides, and like it's wild that he's like talking trash about Toranaga like in open air, like open space.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
Bro,
like,
in his
shouldn't
own
you
city. Like, he's in
get,
Ito talking to basically his nephew. And he's like, he's talking all this shit. Like, bro, your nephew literally go say one thing and then that's it for you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I didn't understand. I'm like, bro, if one person catches this, Toranaga could murder you right here. Like, and he is.
Yeah.
But no, it's a really good character because he's like playing both sides, and he's been put in some tough positions. I ain't gonna lie, Toranaga got him doing some stuff. It's like, okay, this is clearly gonna make Ishido pissed off, like you know, and the council
Yeah.
pissed off. So yeah, I'm not a fan of
Oh.
him at all.
I'm still trying to figure out his motives, but speaking of the council, dude, that one dude is ugly. That
Bro,
dude who got, I forgot what disease he got. What did he have again?
He got a lep. Is it leprosy?
Oh, leprosy, yes, bro.
Yeah, I want to
That
say
dude going
leprosy.
through it. Yeah, you're right. Nah, he going through it. It's funny. I've
But
seen, I have to watch every episode twice. I watched the original episode, like with the Japanese and everything. And then when my wife watches it, it's crazy. I didn't know they had this, but they have it in dub. So it's
they
like
do.
when two Japanese people are talking to each other, they speak
Yeah.
English, which is weird. But and then they
Oh,
still speak
really?
Japanese to like the white people. Yeah, to like John, they still speak Japanese. You got to read it still. But I'm
Yeah,
just
no,
like,
that's facts.
why they do that? But.
Yeah. That's funny though. Yeah, I mean the to finish up episode three though, the ship scenes was really cool to see, like, you know what I mean, him letting pass and to see really, I mean, that was just Blackthorn just being like, no, I'm not about to, you're not about to just take me. Like I'm taking my ship. Like
Yeah. Oh,
so
that was messed up. They was like, yeah, we got to leave you behind. I'm just like,
yeah.
yo, my
I
guy
thought
literally got y'all to this point.
Yeah, I thought Toranaga was gonna be like, all right, I'm pull a little trick here. I'll make a deal, but I'm pull a trick. He was like, nah, like you're literally staying with them. So yeah, I did love the dive scene at the end. I thought that was cold. Like that was really good. That was a good to where like Toranaga made him keep diving back in the water, keep diving back in the
Yeah.
water. That was I like that scene
Yeah,
a
he was
lot.
trying to tire him out. It's funny
Yeah.
because like he was like, hey, you better not let him win. He's like, oh, I'm not gonna let him win.
Yeah, exactly.
How
But
tired you
yeah.
think he was though?
Oh, bro, come on, that's a lot. Like that's a I know he
Yeah.
was tired. And they didn't show what shore they was going to, but it seemed far away.
Bro, yeah, I was like, bro, they're about to swim like 14 miles out there.
What do you think about the Eightfold Fence?
Episode four.
Episode four.
Oh
Yeah.
man. Oh wait. Just went back up one more time.
Okay.
When John Blackthorne is explaining like how the world works and like how the Portuguese was able to take
Oh
over
yeah.
everything, I love that scene so
That was
much.
great when he was like drawing the
Like he
map.
dropped knowledge. Yeah, bro, he dropped so much
Yeah.
knowledge on them and they was pissed.
They was hot, bro. You could see Toranaga like shaking. Like he was hot.
Yeah.
He was like, draw a map. He was like, oh, I'll just draw right here. Boom, 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 boom. Like put every like place they're doing it. They've converted certain Japanese samurai. They're Ronins now, working for them, and they were shocked. It was just like,
Yeah.
man, that was a good scene. You're right.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I really love that one. But yeah, episode four, though. I mean, obviously, we had that crazy ending. But before that, bro, we saw Miracle's husband basically get taken out. What we think he got taken
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Bro, she slept with John. I'm like, bro, I ain't even been in the
Bro.
ground 2 days. She moved on. I was like, oh, man.
Bro, she was looking for it. She was waiting for that man to catch an L. She was
Oh,
like,
yeah.
as
Bro.
soon as you die, I'm hopping on.
when they was in the bath, when John was in the bath, he was in that water, and she pulls up on. I was like, yo, what's she doing? I was like, are they about to do this right now? And also to mention episode 4, his the girl who husband died, who now she's like the servant for him, bro. Mm-hmm. She was pissed she had to do that job, but she pulled them guns up.
But, hey, she was a real one.
Guns though,
she was a real one. She was like, hey, like pulled the gun out. Like she was a real one. You could see why, like people would want her. And I'm glad that that they didn't make him like a straight asshole. Like he treats her well. He understands. Like she gave him his swords out of like an exchange. Yeah. That was dope. And like he doesn't bed her. He doesn't do anything with her like to disrespect her, which I like.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like yeah, I mean, come on. I don't blame him. Like I don't blame him at all. I mean, I pulled the trigger as well. But I mean, low key though, he didn't do anything. Like he was in his bed asleep. She pulled up. You know what I mean? 3 in the morning.
Because he finally got that. What's crazy is I wonder if she would did it soon. Because remember, he got a bath that first time, all right?
Yeah.
And then on that one episode, she's like, oh, you want to get another bath? He's like, what? I just had a bath 2 days ago. I'm good. She's like,
yeah.
What?
That's so right.
She's probably looking at him then. And then she's like, nah, he probably is a little bit too dirty. So as soon as he got in that bath, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going in for the kill.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But no, she put up 3 a.m. in the morning like, hey, man, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Your senses are right.
I rewinded that part because he was talking to her. He's like, hang on, wait. You just let that slide? Like you my girl. You just gonna let this other girl do it? And she's like, that was a gift.
Oh yeah, that was a good scene.
So yeah, I had that because I rewinded. I was like, wait, who did he actually sleep with? I was like, did he get confused on who he slept with?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, she gave him a gift, huh?
A little gift, yeah. Didn't want to spoil it too much for the other one too. You know what I mean? I was like, dang, man. She's playing a game. That's a real one. That's a real side chick. But don't mess up the game for the other main chick. Yeah.
It's not like she wants to do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But you mentioned also, the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Before we get to the end, because that end was crazy.
Yeah.
Torunaga pulling up. He had all his thousands of people there. They were all screaming his name. I was like, oh, yeah, he that guy.
That was He's fire. That guy. That was fire, yeah. That was really good. That was a lot of samurai, too.
Yeah, and then, obviously, John is, like, teaching them how to use cannons.
Yeah.
So, I was like, well, first of all, he was already bullshitting. He's, like, trying to tell them, well, I was in the war. And then they was like, wait a minute. You ain't never been in no battle, huh?
Yeah, they smelled it, bro. You ain't never caught no bodies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, they got to using the chain cannon, and then the sun.
Bro.
Oh man,
he fell for the okie doke. Dude was like, "Well, maybe you should, you know, take care of it." Blah blah blah. He's like, "I'll do it. I'll take care of it." That was cold though, because like, obviously, you don't see the cannon on the other side. So like, him just facing off, I'm like, "Oh, you got to catch the hands with this dude." And then
that's boom. What I thought at first.
Yeah, and then dude just splatters. I was like, "Oh snap,
bro!" Dude, the horse, all of it.
All of it was just meshed together, bro. Like, I do like the fact that like they made it clear that like this is brand new for the Japanese people. Like they're used to honor, hand to hand combat, you know what I mean? Swords, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, you're savages, you know what I mean, by using this type of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing on this episode. In the beginning, when John pulled out the gun, okay, so we know that he had two basically sawed-off shotguns. Bro, it was like 5 of those dudes. He only had 2 shots before you got to get the gun, the pellets out and reload. I was like, bro, they could have took him down. He would have took out 2 of them, but they could have took him down.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe somebody would have lost their life, but he definitely would have got cut up pretty easy, actually.
Yeah. Then episode 5, in the beginning, we see Torunaga pull up. Thousands more people.
Yeah.
And then Miracle's husband's there. I was like, oh, man.
Bro.
You're looking stupid.
It felt like, bro, one of them World Star videos where the husband walk in on them cheating.
Yeah, that was an episode of Cheaters. He pulled the camera in and everything.
Yeah, I was like, oh. And that dude looked scary just off rip. But then he had like scars and stuff on his face. I was like, he wild. That's a wild man to be able to survive that. He had to do some wild stuff, I'm sure.
Bro, Torinaga said it was only two people left over. Like, yeah, like, bro, they was in there banging for a long time.
Bro, it was a lot of people going after him too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was amazing. The whole, bro, man, the whole like Bird, him putting it on the hook on the outside. First of all, I was like, why are you doing that? That's disgusting. Yeah. Like it was getting flies and all kind of stuff. And then the fact that they included that little scene where the gardener was moving the rocks, putting it how you want to put it, had a nice little exchange with Blackthorn. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice little moment. Not thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to be sad about this later on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For him to die. But it honestly, it meant something, though, because it meant that, like, you know, what you say in your house goes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. People don't – they don't put emotion over rules. They care about rules over emotion. So that was really good. The earthquake scene was dope. That was really good.
Yeah, because we get the first kind of side of it in episode 4, kind of earthquakes popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, episode 5.
Yeah, bro. It's just the – bro, he would have died. Like, Torinaga would have died if they wouldn't have put him out of that.
Yeah, you I mean, there's a couple times, like, honestly, I was like, I don't know how people survived back then. Like,
yeah,
bro, it's that was a whole tough lifestyle. Like, you was a 40, you was an old man. You made it 40. Yeah. You made it 50, you was a grandpa. Like, you that's a tough time period.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that Torinaga stripped his son of canon duty based off his stupid decisions.
Which he should have.
Absolutely. Did you like the it was a few like funny moments in this episode. Like I remember Ishido. I want to know, did you think it was weird? Remember when Ishido was talking to the council and then the other council members started, they brought that thing in. Somebody, one of the maids, whatever, the ladies brought in this little thing that was like smoke and stuff was coming from it. And then the other council member starts coughing. Remember, he just like uncontrollably.
Oh yeah.
Coughing. And then the other dude with the leprosy had to leave because he was coughing too. I was like, "What is that? Like, what is?" They didn't address it at all.
You know, I didn't even think about it. Like, I remember watching them coughing and everything, but I didn't think about it just because she brought it in.
Yeah,
I
was like, could be is that
some type of poison maybe for later?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Okay, and I mean, it made me nothing, but it was just, they lingered on it for a little bit too. I was like, this is interesting to keep in the show. But the funny part, I guess, is when Blackthorn and the husband were obviously having the meal and they both were drinking and trying to best each other drinking. That was good. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I found out something interesting about the series as a whole. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it's only going to be one season.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
That is true. Because apparently the book is really long. I thought about, so I like to do audiobooks, and I was about to get the audiobook. It's 45 mm-hmm. hours long.
Jeez.
So like, I know that is a massive, because most of the books I listen to are around like 12 to 16 hours. Mm-hmm. And to see 45, I was like, oh, I know this is a massive book. So it kind of sucks that we're only going to get one season. And I really hope they just said that and like they see how good it's doing and they just extend it. Because there's no reason that this couldn't be some Game of Thrones type thing.
Oh, easily, bro. Like, you can do airs. You can do all kind of stuff to do with this. And so, yeah, I remember seeing limited series. I was like, damn. Like, I hope it's just too quality. And I mean, like you said, FX is cooking. Like, they cooking over there. And like, it would just be nice. And even if it's not Shogun season 2, give us something similar. Give us something in this, like, historical thing. You know what I mean? Just because it's just so much to play with, so much to work with.
So, right now, first 5 episodes, what are you giving it out of 10?
I got to give it. Man, I might give it 10, bro. I don't even do 10s. I'm usually a 9, 8. I gotta give it a 10. Like, it's everything I wanted it to be and more, you know. So yeah, what about you?
I'm right there with you. Like, this is hard not to say 10. Like, this first five episodes is like, it's perfect. Like, to me, mm-hmm. like, I don't, there's nothing I would change right now. First five episodes. Exactly. Like, there's nothing right now I can see. Now, we still got five more episodes. They could mm-hmm. still fumble it, but kind of with the quality that we're seeing so far, I don't see that happening.
Right. Yeah, the same. Like, it's just too detailed. It seemed like they got a plan. It seems every episode, no, there's no fillers. Everything looks like it's moving towards something. Looks like we're going to move in towards a grand battle, like a big battle yeah. at the end, maybe, with Ishido and Toranaga. So, yeah. We'll see. But, yeah, like, ten, like you said, there's nothing I would change. There's nothing I would take out, put back in, nothing like that. So, it's hard to find 10. Like, you don't see 10s, but so far, this is show of the year.
Yeah. And I thought about looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, but I was like, do you think it's fair if I look at it now? Since it's only five episodes, like, I'm sure the critics have probably got to finish it, but us yeah. as the audience haven't. Think right. we should wait
yeah,
for that?
We can wait. Yeah, we can wait.
Okay.
For the final. Yeah, when we finally review the whole thing as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for this one, and I'm loving every episode so far.
Yeah, anybody out there who hasn't seen it, any I know people who listen to this, you've probably seen it, but I would suggest this to anybody who hasn't. Like, this is a suggest type of show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is, I remember with Game of Thrones, like, I was like, George, you got to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just one of them shows where even if they're not into it, just it's so good, something's going to catch your eye. You know what I mean? It's just too good not to. So definitely recommend.
I just really wish they continue it. Like, take off the limited series. Let's just go in and make it a full series. Imagine if they finished it and HBO was like, we'll pick it up from here.
Yeah, that would be fire.
That would be fire.
I would be say, this is so good that if it continues being this good, if this comes out on physical DVD, I got to grab it.
Yeah, I would love to see like all the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I got to grab it, man. This is just something you got to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm sure everyone who's listening to this, I'm sure they agree too. Like, I haven't met a single person. I recommended it to multiple people. They came back to me and said, this was a great recommendation.
Yeah, so. Same here, man. But folks, again, if you have any thoughts on the show, yeah, hit us up on the socials. You know what I mean? Hit us on the Instagram, the Twitter, Facebook group. Let us know what you think about Shogun so far. And if you would rate it a 10 out of 10 or what rating you would give it. So, yeah, hit us up. We're always glad to hear your feedback. But until next time, Jordan, we out.
Excellent meeting, sirs. Exquisite as always. The briefie is now adjourned.